This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight, this weekend. If this doesn't help us think about spring, or at least the pending arrival of spring, I don't know what will, because this cold weather is absolutely ridiculous. But it's almost time to get outside and start doing things around the home, among other things, and an annual trade show and a home show type of event that goes on in Monmouth every year will help with that. The Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce puts it on, and Amy Patterson is the executive director of the Monmouth Chamber, and Steve Koss, the manager of the People's Do It Center location in Monmouth, not far from the square, is here. The People's Do It Center in Monmouth is helping sponsor this year's event. Thanks for coming in to both of you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
First things first, we should probably mention right off the bat, Amy, that this is in a brand new location this year.
It is. The American Legion right there off the highway. Plenty of parking and great visibility, so we're excited.
It's probably just as well, because as I would recall at the last few years, this show has really kind of grown without having to actually build anything, right?
It has.
For lack of a better term.
Our vendors are always really excited to come over. We're doing it a little bit later this year, hopefully to avoid snow.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It looks like it's supposed to be 45 on Saturday, and rainy. So you can't do anything outside. So come to the American Legion from 9 to 2 and find out what you can do with your home.
They're very good. And Steve and his store, People's Do It Center, is very much involved in that this year. You're a first-time sponsor for this. This must be a good thing for you.
Yeah, we're pretty excited this year.
What led you to want to be involved with it? I know this is the first time you've really kind of been involved, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's something that we've been interested in for a while, and this was just an opportunity we want to take advantage of this year, so we're participating that way.
There was another big business, well, we've talked about here in the news lately. Alexander Lumber is closing a number of locations around here, which I think is really kind of a boneheaded move, in my opinion. But then again, I'm not a business guy. But this is really something that you're a business like yours, Steve, is really kind of able to step up and kind of take over. Talk a little bit about that and how that's maybe kind of helping you a little.
One of the things we've done in response is we've remodeled our warehouse facility in the back of the store, and then we have a extra building outside that we've expanded that selection of lumber into. So now we're carrying up to 20 foot lumber in the 2x
wow.
lumber, and a lot of 1x, and just it's allowed us to have a much bigger selection of lumber and still take care of customers there in the Monmouth area.
It must be a difficult thing. I mean, it's kind of I imagine you probably had a little bit of a healthy competition with them, as businesses do, but on one hand you don't want to see a business go, but on the other hand, I think, as if I'm not making up this statement, I swear I've heard it somewhere, sometimes where there's tragedy, then there becomes opportunity, right? I mean, it's probably the spark you needed to probably just to get bigger, right?
Well, we just try to take advantage of every situation that comes our way. Some years ago we added LP to our facility, so now we fill LP cylinders, which we've been doing for several years now. So we're just always looking for that next opportunity, and so we're going to try to take advantage of this opportunity, make the most of it.
From a business standpoint, Amy, are you finding a lot of that as the Monmouth community has kind of undergone some sad times, unfortunately, with things like Alexander and the Shopko closing and Serrar's two restaurants, like things like that? Do you find that's kind of allowing other people to maybe think outside the box and maybe get a little bigger?
Yes, it does. Yes, those were hard blows to us because they were a nice fixture in Monmouth and had lots of history here. But it does also provide an opportunity for those people that want to become entrepreneurs or open a business. And I'm excited about partnering with the city of Monmouth and the county and different people in order to help try to fill those spaces to talk about what we can do to bring more retail to Monmouth and strengthen the Monmouth-Galesburg area.
Yeah, we did just talk to Mayor Davies on Galesburg Live on Saturday morning, and I think he was perhaps just as optimistic as you sound about the future of Monmouth, and that's always a good thing, despite some of the bad news that's happened, for sure.
Right. We've got the fairway opening in just a few months. Mm-hmm. So they will be conducting interviews for employment pretty soon.
Very good. So let's get back to the trade show then here. It's almost everything you could kind of think of in terms of work on your home or things like that is kind of covered here, isn't it?
It is. From inside things like insurance that you'd use to cover your home, or landscaping, construction. Obviously, Peoples is there, and they've got everything from the do-it-yourselfers to those people that just need to come in and get some paint for their house. Being stuck in the four walls and watching the snowfall might be calm for some people, but they might be anxious to going out to plant something, or maybe just repainting those four walls that you've been staring at for too long.
There you go. I think Steve and I were talking off the air. I think neither of us is real pleased with all this cold weather anymore. I think it's even taken a toll on the both of us, and we're both kind of cold weather people. Steve, when in terms of need in your store, when people come in and they're working on a project, what do you see most? What do people ask most? And is it maybe some of it covered by that expansion of your lumber offerings and things like that? Or are there other things that people look for too?
Well, yeah, the nice thing about our store is we do wear a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. You know, we have everything from steel power equipment to Diablo saw blades to lumber to paint to plumbing, electrical, hardware needs. We fill LP tanks. You know, there's so many things that we do. So yeah, we see a wide variety of customer requests. And you know, one of the nice things about being a locally owned, family owned business is we can tailor our store to meet the needs of the community. Whereas, you know, a lot of times other types of stores aren't able to do that because they're not in control of their own location.
Yeah, that's fantastic that you're able to have that flexibility. It seems like there's something we need more of, and sometimes in even larger businesses for sure. So, Amy, I talk a little bit about what else will be happening there. I know it's not just a bunch of information booths. There are other things going on too, right?
Most of our vendors will have drawings or prizes and things that you can go home with that day. The American Legion will be serving lunch there, so it is from 9 to 2. So if you want to come out during lunchtime and enjoy a good meal at the American Legion, so they'll have food out there for that. The Chamber is also giving away two $50 cash prizes.
Fantastic.
To people for door prizes as they attend. So lots to look at, lots of information, and we're really, really excited about this event.
Steve, something you wanted to add along that regard?
Just so you know, People's Do It Center is also going to be giving away a $500 shopping spree that you can register for while we're at the home show.
Oh, don't tempt me. There you go. So again, Saturday 9 to 2, new location, Monmouth American Legion, which should work out pretty well for you, as you said, I imagine, right? Steve Koss, manager of the People's Do It Center in Monmouth. Give your address, by the way, in case anybody needs to
know. It's 320 South Main Street. We're just south of the square, about two blocks.
I was just going to say, yeah, a couple blocks south of the square there. And then Amy Patterson, executive director of the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck this weekend, and I hope after the rain and gets done on Saturday that we can finally really start thinking about spring.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports straight ahead as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.